You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Strawberries always look tempting, right? They are bright red, they are beautiful, but a lot of times, big letdown once you bite into one. Sour, hard, just not a lot of flavor there. There is an effort, though, to breed a new kind of strawberry that's supposed to win our hearts with its amazing flavor, and it could boost sales for small strawberry producers in the Northeast region. It's called the Rutger Scarlet. Emma Jacobs reports.
30,000 strawberry plants. That's how many Dr. Gojko Jelenkovic thinks he's looked at in his search for a better berry.
See, this is nice. You can take it like that and eat, of course.
Dr. J, as his colleagues call him, wears a tweed cap and a trim black suit as he wanders down rows of research plants, tasting the fruit. The Rutgers, New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station is an hour's drive from New York City in North Brunswick, New Jersey. Dr. J and his colleagues are showing me different varieties they're testing. Some berries are round, some are shaped like Christmas bulbs.
You select parents, but because of the complexity of the genetic material, you cannot predict exactly what you'll get.
Dr. J is trained as a geneticist and once worked in biotechnology. He could do things like manipulate one gene to make a plant resistant to disease, but these strawberries are all cultivated traditionally. He says it's the only way to get the total combination of flavor and plant shape and color. Strawberries are extra complicated. They have 8 sets of genes that all recombine as he crosses one strain of plant with another, one by one by one. And even these offspring are temperamental. The same plants will produce different tasting berries week to week, depending on the weather. One hot spring, they grew a variety with berries so sweet, they called it the candy berry.
But once this condition were changed, it disappeared. And we kept the plant and we tried to cross it, but just didn't work.
I asked one of Dr. J's collaborators, Bill Lubick, if he's ever worked with anything more unpredictable than strawberries.
No.
No? Really?
A couple of years ago, with Dr. J nearing retirement, Lubick was one of the people asked to help accelerate the process of bringing the strawberry strains to farmers' fields. Lubick works closely with growers. On the back of his hybrid SUV, he has a bumper sticker that says, "No farmers, no food." He's offered to introduce me to one of the growers raising the Rutgers Scarlet, and I follow him a short drive down tree-lined suburban roads. The farm comes up on our left, a few swans swimming around a small pond. It belongs to third-generation farmer Jim Jimmerice, who's been giving feedback on the test strains throughout the process.
I've been growing strawberries 35, 40 years.
Besides his interest in the business side, he's a bit of a plant tinkerer. He'll call Lubick with different ideas on how to grow the plants, warm up the soil.
Well, every year is new, so you get a fresh start pretty much every year. You see what worked last year. If you think you can improve it, you know, you try to improve it.
We've now come to the Rutgers Scarlet. If you think about the taste of a good strawberry, there's the sweet and then the acid, the tang. There are perhaps thousands of varieties, adapted to conditions all over the world. Hot sun, cold, humidity. Lubick hands me their latest. It's a very deep red.
See what you think of it.
Oh, it is really sweet.
Yeah, it's a good berry.
The 13 local farmers growing the berries say they can't meet public demand for it. The next stage of Lubick and Jim Maurice's collaboration will be trials to extend the fruit season. The strawberry harvest usually only lasts about 3 weeks.
If you get really lucky, the good Lord might give you 4.
Jim Maurice is also growing a couple other varieties based on Dr. J's research that are in their final stages, on track to become new patented strains.
Yeah, Doc, especially right there.
It's worth noting that Dr. J's retirement, which kickstarted getting the berries to this point, came and went 2 years ago.
Some people told me in greenhouse, why you don't go to some exotic place and just relax? I told them, I said, I find my home in Piscataway very exotic.
So is the greenhouse, they joke.
I like it.
Dr. J notes he always has new ideas to test something out. So as long as there are plants there, he'll be there too. For The Pulse, I'm Emma Jacobs.